State and local officials around the country are reacting today to the Trump administration's actions on transgender students. Yesterday, the administration announced it would roll back an Obama policy aimed at stopping discrimination against transgender students. The most controversial aspect of that policy was that it directed schools to allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with their gender identity. Dominic Holden is LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed News. He joins us now. Hi, Dominic.
Hello, Jeremy.
And tell us, first of all, what this ruling means for states and local communities. What options do they have?
So there was already an injunction in place since last August that suspended this guidance for the time being while the case is litigated in federal court. What this says is that the guidance issued under Obama is no longer the position of the federal government, and that states and local school districts have the authority to decide what sort of policy they will have for transgender students. And what we've already started to hear from a number of school districts is that they do intend to maintain their policy. They intend to follow state laws that provide for protections for transgender students, allowing them to use facilities that match their gender identity, and that they will continue to enforce and ban discrimination under local policy.
And have you also heard from states or localities that have gone the other direction?
The first one that I've heard from is Gloucester County in Virginia, which is currently involved in a case that's heading to the Supreme Court. In this case, the county school board has a policy that bans transgender students from using facilities that match their gender identity, and they have been at loggerheads with the ACLU and a transgender student. They are supporting Trump's decision here, and they say that this will allow them to examine the underlying legal question, which is whether or not existing federal civil rights law for education, often referred to as Title IX as it refers to sex discrimination, extends to gender identity, thereby protecting transgender students, or if it doesn't. They argue it doesn't, and they support this new position of the White House.
We are already hearing about some disagreement within the Trump administration on this issue, that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos were not on the same page here. DeVos issued a statement yesterday saying that we owe all students a commitment to ensure they have access to a learning environment that is free of discrimination, bullying, and harassment. And she also said it was an issue best dealt with at the state and local level. But what are you hearing about how they made this decision within the Trump administration to pull back on this Obama administration order?
What I've heard from people that I'm talking to, and this is reflected in some of the reportings we've seen in the New York Times, is that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, had really pushed to draw back this guidance and perhaps change the government's position, and that Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, had resisted and raised concerns about what would happen for transgender students. I mean, ultimately, there is a question that this administration is going to have to answer, and that is whether existing civil rights laws that ban discrimination on the basis of sex apply to transgender people as well. Ultimately, the guidance that they issued yesterday did not address that question, but it's really at the heart of this. And if they do believe that sex discrimination does not cover transgender people, that has big implications, because we also have, in addition to Title IX from 1972, we also have the Civil Rights Act from 1964 that banned sex discrimination in the workplace. If the Trump administration changes its position in terms of this question in schools, it seems almost inevitable it would change that position for workplaces, and that could impact hundreds of thousands of Americans in a wide range of settings, not just public schools, but private workplaces.
Dominic, does it feel to you, as somebody who covers these issues all the time, like public opinion is changing quickly on this issue?
You know, for a long time, the big LGBT question in America was whether or not same-sex couples should be allowed to get married. And even among many social conservatives who I speak to, they say that settled law, they don't want to have that fight anymore. Now they talk about issues like religious freedom for bakers who don't want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, or their objections to trans people using, restrooms that match their gender identity. You know, I think that many of these conservatives are pulling back their line in the sand, as the sort of starting point for a lot of Americans is that transgender people and LGB Americans are already protected from discrimination.
That's Dominic Holden, who is LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed News. Dominic, thanks.
Thank you for having me.